Chapter 25. The Bhikkhu. Restraint of the eye is good. Good is restraint of the ear. Restraint of the nose is good. Good is restraint of the tongue. Restraint of the body is good. Good is restraint of speech. Restraint of the mind is good. Good is restraint in all circumstances. Restrained in all circumstances, the bhikkhu is released from all suffering. The one with hands restrained, feet restrained, speech restrained, who is foremost among the restrained, inwardly delighted, composed, solitary, and contented, is called a bhikkhu. Sweet is the speech of a bhikkhu who restrains his mouth, speaks insightfully, is not conceited, and illuminates the teachings and the goal. The bhikkhu who dwells in the Dharma, delights in the Dharma, reflects on the Dharma, recollects the Dharma, doesn't fall away from the true Dharma. One shouldn't scorn what one has received, nor envy others. The mendicant who envies others doesn't become concentrated. The gods praise the mendicant who lives purely and untiringly, and who doesn't scorn what he or she receives, even if receiving just a little. Anyone who doesn't cherish as mine anything of body and mind, and who doesn't grieve for that which doesn't exist, is indeed called a bhikkhu. A bhikkhu dwelling in loving kindness and pleased with the Buddha's teachings attains happiness, the stilling of formations, the state of peace. Bhikkhu, bail out this boat. Emptied, it will move quickly for you. Cutting off passion and aversion, you will go to nirvana. Cut off the 5 lower fetters. Let go of the 5 higher fetters. Above all, cultivate the 5 faculties. A bhikkhu who surmounts 5 attachments is called someone who has crossed the flood. Bhikkhu, be absorbed in meditation. Don't be negligent. Don't let your mind whirl about in sensual desire. Don't be negligent and swallow a molten iron ball, and then, being burnt, cry out, "This is suffering." There is no meditative absorption for one without insight. There is no insight for one without meditative absorption. With both, one is close to nirvana. For a bhikkhu with a peaceful mind, who enters an empty dwelling and clearly sees the true Dharma, there is superhuman joy. Fully knowing the arising and passing of the khandhas, one attains joy and delight. For those who know, this is the deathless. The starting point for an insightful bhikkhu is guarding the senses, contentment, restraint according to the monastic rules, and associating with good spiritual friends who live purely and untiringly. If one is friendly by habit and skillful in conduct, one will have much delight and bring end to suffering. Jasmine sheds its withered flowers, so bhikkhus shed passion and aversion. Peaceful in body, peaceful in speech. The bhikkhu, peaceful and well concentrated, who has rejected the world's bait, is called one at peace. Admonish yourself. Control yourself. O bhikkhu, self-guarded and mindful, you will live happily. Oneself, indeed, is one's own protector. One does, indeed, make one's own destiny. Therefore, control yourself as a merchant does a fine horse. A bhikkhu filled with delight and pleased with the Buddha's teachings attains happiness, the stilling of formations, the state of peace. Engaged in the Buddha's teachings, even a young bhikkhu lights up this world like the moon set free from a cloud.